And to talk Packers with us this morning, friend of the show, we have Brian Caravu on the line, as we always do these Friday mornings. Brian, how's it going this morning?
Very good. Going to be a little bit warmer in Carolina where the Packers play this weekend.
Yeah, we'll be freezing. It's going to be rainy here on Sunday, but we'll all be indoors watching football anyway, so it shouldn't be too big of a problem here, I wouldn't think. And Brian, start of the season, I mean, you just look at the schedule. You see New Orleans Saints, that's going to be a tough game, and it was. You see Carolina, you just kind of automatically assumed that this is going to be a victory, but the Panthers showed us a lot last week against the Arizona Cardinals. They lost, but Cam Newton might have had the most impressive performance of week one so far. What do you think about the Packers defense facing him this weekend?
Yeah, the Panthers showed a pulse. You know, after being the worst team in the NFL, having the number one pick in the draft, they select Cam Newton. He goes out and throws for 422 yards. That number's becoming ingrained in my memory, 422. I've heard it so many times this week. But he looked good, you know, especially for a rookie playing in his first game, and the Packers' defense is going to have to focus on keeping him bottled up in the pocket and hopefully not complete any deep throws against them.
Well, yeah, nobody is waiting to get on the Cam Newton bandwagon. You watch any of those post-game shows Sunday night, and it's Cam, Cam, Cam. People have fallen in love with this guy, but he's a rookie quarterback, and he's going against the Super Bowl champions. Any other weapons that we should worry about with Carolina, or is he really all we have to contain?
Well, he's got some pretty good receivers. Well, especially Steve Smith, their veteran wide receiver, Pro Bowler. He's been there for many years now, and he's still at the top of his game. So, you know, their passing game is going to be a threat, and they got a pretty good stable of running backs there with D'Angelo Williams. So, you know, they do have good skill position talent players.
Brian, one of my football year resolutions this year was to minimize the talk about fantasy football in regular everyday life, but Steve Smith has been a perennial guy of mine for a long time, and then this is the one year I didn't take him, and look at that, he had 180-some yards at the new quarterback. So I'm not very happy with the Panthers or Steve Smith right now, so I hope we wallop up on him. And a lot of the experts think we're going to get the big victory, even with Cam Newton's emergence. Everybody, I haven't seen anybody pick Carolina yet, and people are picking the Packers by 15, 20 points. Are you kind of in that same regard there as far as a prediction for the weekend?
Yeah, I think it'll be somewhere in the range of, if I had to predict the score, I'd say 35 to 20, something like that. They're not going to shut the Panthers out by any means, I don't think. You're not going to, you know, a team playing at home, you know, is going to have that home field advantage. So they're not going to be an easy out, but, you know, I think the Packers win comfortably somewhere in that 35 to 20 range.
Well, yeah, I'd have to agree with you. I think a victory, maybe a couple of touchdowns, but the Packers are definitely going to allow some points, I would think. Their defense going to be without Mike Neal, rookie last year, didn't see a lot of playing time with injuries, and everybody was excited for him this year, but looks like he's going to be out for a while again.
Yes, the news this week is that he's going to be out for several weeks after having a quote, surgical procedure. That's what head coach Mike McCarthy said, but didn't really divulge a whole lot more information than that. It's you know, it has to do with his knee. What exactly is wrong with his knee, we're not quite sure. But Mike Neal's going to be out, and that means a little less depth on the defensive line. Doesn't look like they're going to put him on injured reserve, but, you know, it's going to be mid-season before we see sight of him again.
That's a tough thing. You almost see almost parallels between him and maybe a Justin Harrell right now, just promising, but a lot of injuries so far in their early pro careers. So we got a victory predicted by Brian Caravu. The Packers have to actually go out and execute that. They got a tough couple of games coming up after that, the Bears and the Falcons. The NFC North looking a little tougher. So we need to, it's not anywhere near a must-win game, Brian, but this is one of those games you can't lose.
Yeah, I mean, the Packers just hopefully come out of there with a W. If it's by 1 point, they'll take it. you know, because the only stat that really matters is the ones in the win and loss column. So they're just going to want to come out of there with a victory and then move on to week three and face a division foe in the Chicago Bears.
If you thought that people loved Cam Newton after week one, imagine how the NFL community would react to him beating the Green Bay Packers. Brian, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you again on Monday to hopefully recap a Packers victory.
No problem. Thanks much.